This is why many companies fail to reap the benefits of cost reduction. This is how it happens. At some point, the CFO or the person responsible for accounting in the company says, hey, we have to reduce costs. And then he instructs all the other teams to reduce costs in a certain percentage or amount of money. Now, at this point, nobody's talking about what is the criteria to reducing the cost. But when it reaches the lower level teams, yes, they start talking about priorities, operational cost reduction, purchases reduction. And yet, even though the teams are trying to optimize as possible the reduction in the purchases they have to make, there is a problem, and it's because nobody's instructing them from the top level on the standards, on any kind of perception that allows you to choose wisely what you're going to reduce and what do you want to keep. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say we want to reduce $10,000 from the current monthly expense. And, you know, the local team decides he's going to reduce the courses, the education fees he's paying. Well, that's fine. But are they looking into the fact that if they reduce this during this period, it might very well hit the aspects of the development team performance, adding new features that might bring more income. So, yeah, those questions are not always easy to answer, but still, in many cases, the people in the team don't have time to analyze this too much, and their decisions will most likely reduce the price, but still they will might as well create damages that are much higher than the price reduction. And